This is WSIU In Focus. I'm Jennifer Fuller. 2016 brought both new and old issues to the forefront at Southern Illinois University. As one of the largest employers in Southern Illinois, SIU's top stories make up one of our top stories for 2016. The year dawned with administrators, faculty, staff, and students continuing to wonder what would happen to funding for higher education in Illinois. As we end the year, we know Springfield's top leaders have yet to come to agreement on a state budget that includes money for public colleges and universities, as well as social services and other state obligations. System President Randy Dunn was calling the situation dire as the calendar rolled over to January of 2016. That's halfway through the state's fiscal year. He said lawmakers needed to come together on some sort of compromise before it was too late. But even early in the year, Dunn still had confidence a deal could be reached.
We are hitting our fiscal cliff, and that something is going to have to take place, and take place pretty soon, if this is not going to be a lost year in terms of funding and support for higher education in this state.
Local lawmakers spoke out in Springfield about funding too, whether it was overall higher education dollars or more specific spending for MAP grants or other programs. They all agreed something had to be done, but they disagreed on how to make it happen. State Representative Terry Bryant.
There is no funding mechanism for this. So once again, and again to one of my colleagues from the other side who said, we need to come here and do our jobs. We need to come here and do something. How about if we come here and do something that's actually going to move forward?
State Representative Brandon Phelps.
This is not a game. There's a lot of families, children, students, you know, our seniors across the state that are suffering, and I'm tired of it, and it's just going to keep getting worse and worse.
State Representative John Bradley pointed out SIU was not alone in its funding crisis.
In FY10, John A. Logan College employed 803 employees. In FY16, they are down to 669 employees.
By February, students and university leaders were taking their pleas to Springfield, trying to raise awareness for the higher education crisis in Illinois. That same month, Governor Bruce Rauner proposed a 20% cut to higher education, coupled with performance-based funding and a pension shift. The proposal went nowhere in Springfield, but the university did release a picture of what SIU would look like if that 20% reduction took place. It would be a loss of 180 faculty and staff jobs, hundreds of classes lost, and the elimination of programs like Touch of Nature and the University Museum. The standoff continued in Springfield, and while the governor's plan was dead on arrival in the legislature, it was clear Democrats' plans would also face a tough challenge. President Randy Dunn told SIU trustees in March to prepare, just in case state funding didn't come through.
If we go into 17 after July 1, in this same situation, we cannot sustain that for another year.
And so the year wore on. As we know now, a full budget wasn't reached, but lawmakers and Governor Rauner cobbled together stopgap funding that kept state operations, including higher education, running as they worked on a more permanent solution. The latest stopgap plan expires this Saturday. It's still not clear what happens when 2017 begins on Sunday.
As we come to this significant marker on December 31, we cannot do a year or 2 years without some continued state support.
Funding wasn't the only big issue SIU faced in 2016. Another was diversity. Students called on university leaders to better address their concerns. Those demands came to a head on May 2nd during a rally on campus. Those rallies led to listening sessions and forums where students talked about what they needed from the university. They spoke about racism and asked university leaders not just to acknowledge it, but also to combat it.
This is something that goes on all across the country. Talking about race is uncomfortable.
Days after the May 2nd rally in Springfield, university trustees approved a diversity initiative that covered the entire SIU system, something they say was a first step in addressing the students' concerns. Interim Chancellor Brad Caldwell urged patience as the school implemented its plan.
SIU, Carbondale is not perfect. There is racism on our campus, just as there is racism in society. And I hope we can join forces as a community to build respect and understanding.
And during discussion of that initiative, student Donald Chamberlain pointed out they had to include students in the process.
It's going to take time, but you will fail every time you do not include the students of this great institution.
With the opening of the fall semester 2016, all eyes were on enrollment. University leaders expected the number to be down and blamed at least part of the decline on the uncertainty with the state budget. As the official 10-day numbers were released, it became clear it was a dramatic drop, down more than 7.5%, and the total below 16,000 for the first time in decades. Interim Chancellor Brad Caldwell says they're working now to bring enrollment back to a better level.
There is a sweet spot, and you're going to hear people say go back to the glory days of 25,000. Well, that's not possible. That was a different time when there were associate degrees being offered here, and just, you know, things were different. Well, we don't offer that anymore. It's a different time.
It remains to be seen what enrollment will look like next year, and the same can be said for overall state spending on higher education. SIU leaders say they're doing the best they can to anticipate what things will look like for 2017 and implementing plans to help make any changes as painless as possible. For WSIU In Focus, I'm Jennifer Fuller.